from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106 7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Every Friday at this time, we're joined by John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, where you can now custom fit for the new GT Metals from Titleist or the new Apex Irons from Callaway today. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfed them by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Good morning, John.
Morning, fellas. How's everybody?
Doing great. It's all good. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Yep.
Friday.
Nice weather.
Yep.
Are you in town?
Beautiful here. I mean, it's actually a little chilly this morning.
Yeah.
Do you have plans? Are you traveling this weekend? What are you doing?
No, actually, we have plans. We're going to start trying to open boxes and unzip furniture that's wrapped up. I mean, the house looks like a warehouse right now.
Oh,
and
that's
there's
brutal.
Just enough furniture that's usable for us to live in. But we got a lot of work to do over the weekend, my son and I.
Mm. Well, make him do it. That's what I keep saying.
I wish.
Yeah.
Well, you think he takes orders from me?
Right.
Well, I guess not.
What? Got to get your take. I know you don't particularly care about the Commanders, but
it's a big story.
It's a big story. They traded Jahan, their first round pick from a couple years ago. Obviously, an indictment on all the draft picks from the Rivera regime, or at least what this regime thinks about some of them. What is this sort of your overall take? The most surprising nature of the thing was that they sent him to Philly. That really is surprising.
Yeah, they will see him soon. I was surprised. You have to assume that Dan Quinn and his coaching staff know something about Jahan Dotson that we don't know in terms of his value. And that's why you would make a trade. They didn't get that much in return. What, a third-round pick, I think?
Third and actually a couple sevenths.
Third and two sevenths, and they gave up a fifth.
Yeah. So they must feel, like I said, that his value has diminished. It's not like he's been bad the last couple of years. He's not been great, but I thought he was certainly good enough to be a number three receiver. They must think they have somebody in camp who can step in and be the number three receiver, but it certainly surprised me. I was actually driving to Richmond yesterday when I heard about this, because I've been in a recording studio the last couple of days for the Ancient Eight book. So it did catch me off guard.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, then traded him to a division rival.
You don't do that very often.
You don't do it very often, right?
No, not just football.
Well, then, not that kind of backs what you're saying. They clearly felt like, all right, well, he ain't that great because we'll even give him to Philly.
Yeah, and he won't come back and hurt us, and we'll see about that. That one caught me a little bit off guard, I got to say.
Right. Yeah, all of us, actually.
But how are you?
You got to give Adam Peters one thing. He's not timid.
Yeah.
He's not timid.
Well, and that's also, I think, and we're kind of taking calls throughout the show about this. You kind of have to trust. Some people are for it. Some fans are against it.
Right.
You kind of have to trust that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Kingsbury, they know what they're kind of looking for. They know what they're doing here.
And if they don't know what they're doing, they won't be here that long.
They won't. You're right.
But you know, it goes back to me when fans say, you know, Adam Peters is wrong or whomever is wrong or right, whatever, is an old story that Terry Holland told me when he was coaching in Virginia. He was at a party one night, and a guy came up to him and said, Coach, do you mind if I give you some advice about your team? And Terry said, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, what do you mean? And Terry looked at the guy and said, you're a surgeon. You trained all your life. How would you like it if I walked in when you were performing surgery? And said, no, don't do that. Do this.
Mm.
And he said, well, but I've been doing this. I'm a professional. And Terry said, so am I.
Mm.
And Adam Peters is supposed to be a professional, and if you're a fan, you better just hope he knows what he's doing.
Until proven otherwise, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Your colleague...
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Your colleague, Barry Svrluga, who I really, really like, wrote a column, and I can't say that I read the whole column. We've just read excerpts. But his kind of summary of the trade, his feeling is this tells you that they don't think they're going to be very competitive and that, you know, they could afford to trade him and, you know, just build assets for the future. I think that's an interesting take. My take is, so he's taking it as this is an indictment on the team. My opinion is this is an indictment on Jahan, not the team.
Yeah, I would lean more your way.
Yeah.
I understand what Barry's saying. And, you know, with all the hoopla about how Jaden Daniels is going to go to the Hall of Fame in October, he's still going to be a rookie quarterback. They still have a questionable offensive line. There's good reason to believe that they're still a year away from being competitive. Now, sometimes teams jump up,
for sure,
in the NFL in particular, and get much better from one season to the next. They were 4-13 a year ago. But remember the Robert Griffin year when they kind of came out of nowhere and made it to the playoffs before he got hurt in the Seattle game. So while on the one hand you can say, well, maybe Jaden will be so good that we'll sneak into the playoffs the way Robert Griffin was, but on the other hand, more realistically, you're building. You're trying to get better for next year and the year after. It's a long-term thing. So I tend to disagree with what Barry is saying, that this is an indictment of this team, but I can see where people would think that. We're giving up a good player for, you know, a third and a couple sevenths, and a third can be a big asset ultimately down the road. Sevenths, you know, except for miracles, are fringe guys. But I understand where Barry's going with that.
He's taking, in my opinion, he's taking the tack that if you gave the coaches over there and the GM truth serum, that they would tell you that they got worse by getting rid of them. I think if you gave them truth serum, they would say, We're no worse. We'll be just as fine with these other guys, X, Y, and Z, because this kid,
and we got a third round pick.
Yeah, and we're still building. It doesn't mean they think that they're going to the Super Bowl. It doesn't mean they think they're going to win three games.
I think that if you gave them truth serum, they'd say Jahan sucks.
They might.
And we got something out of him. You know, we got a third round pick out of him. And at this point, now getting a third for a guy who was a first is not a great thing, but as you said, that was a past regime.
Right. It's so fun to debate this stuff. I'm ready for the games to start.
Yeah.
God, I do love arguing about it.
Are you ready for the NFL season, or do you not?
You're lucky you get paid to argue about it.
I know.
John, are you ready for the season to start?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm ready for the season to start. The Mets are still in contention, so I'm still in the baseball. I'm more ready. You guys know me. I'm more ready for college football to start.
Well,
and
I wanted to ask you about that because I was reading, you know, Florida State's going to play Georgia Tech in Ireland.
Right.
And I have no idea what the country of Ireland is giving these schools. They're clearly doing it for a paycheck. But
yes.
I was reading a story about all the things that they have to pack up. You know, Florida State plays Georgia Tech in a regular season conference game here. They just bust everything. You should have seen all the stuff that they have to list and pack up. It's like 50,000 pounds of stuff, you know, equipment that they've got to ship over to Ireland. I mean, it just seems like a pain in the butt. And all the passports they've got to do. But for this paycheck, it's got to be a huge paycheck to bring Florida State and Georgia Tech to Dublin.
Well, as you know, Navy has played Notre Dame over there a couple of times. And the way it works is pretty simple. It's in the contract, the cost of getting everything over there.
Right.
So the schools don't lose any money. Their equipment guys and managers are the ones who suffer.
Oh, yeah.
And the school just rakes in the money the way it always happens in college sports.
Yeah. Well, and for Ireland, I mean, I get it. They want to bring American sports over there.
They do.
And, you know, you're going to bring a bunch of Florida State fans and, Georgia, you know, people from Atlanta.
Right.
I guess they've done the math that they're going to get a bunch of people over there and they're going to spend money in Dublin and then eventually maybe plan more trips in the future.
It's that way all the time that, you know, they count on the fact that people are going to want to travel to Ireland, which is a beautiful place. And they will spend money, obviously, over there. You're not going to have poor people getting on airplanes to go over to see the game. And that they will recoup all or at least part of what they're spending to get the teams over there. Nobody is thinking about this in terms of, like, let's do this because it's a great thing for the players.
No,
or something
it's always about
money. To make money.
Of course.
And make the TV networks happy, which is always important.
Are you, I think I've asked you this, but you were for the 12-team playoff, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I pushed for it probably on this show for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, people would say, oh, well, it's so great that the regular season has so much meaning because only four teams get in. Okay, fine. But my feeling is that what will happen now is people will be fighting for those top four seeds to get a bye. The next four will be fighting to play at home in the first round rather than on the road. And the last four, in like the NCAA tournament, will be fighting just to get in. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll be bubble teams. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, they didn't do it, again, for any reason other than to make more money, and they will make a hell of a lot more money. But I think it's a good thing. My criticism will be if they don't use at least one or two spots for a group of five teams. Because one of the things that always bothered me was that if you were undefeated in the group of five, often as not, you still didn't get into the tournament. Cincinnati did a few years ago, but they were an exception. And most of the time, you know, they would say, oh, but they didn't play a tough enough schedule. Half the reason they didn't play a tough enough schedule was because the power teams wouldn't play them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
look at Boise State all those years.
Well, the highest ranking group of five champion is going to get in.
Yeah, they have to.
Yes. So you're going to have one at least every year.
They'll have one at least. And under the old system, they got into at least one major bowl with a group of five champion or whomever was considered a group of five champion.
Think about this with conference realignment, and it's crazy that we're talking about the ACC and Cal and Stanford and SMU are in it. California, think about this.
First Big Ten matchup between USC and Maryland.
Right. Think about this. Cal has to week two has to fly to Auburn, okay? Week four, they have to fly to Florida State. Week six, they have to fly to Pitt. And in week 10, they have to fly to Wake Forest.
Yeah.
I mean, that is brutal.
Yeah, no, that has to be fixed. And remember that all of the non-revenue teams from these schools, when they have to play East or East teams have to play West, they ain't flying on a charter. They're flying through Chicago.
Right.
So it's going to be tougher on the non-rev kids than the revenue kids, because the revenue kids at least get to fly on charters. But having flown cross-country, we've all done it. It doesn't matter how you fly. You're tired.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's just brutal. I don't care if you're 19 or 20. That's hard.
When I was in my early 20s, I did a lot of flying for the post, and it wore me out. And I was 22, 23 years old.
Yeah.
Talking to best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein, how surprised are you that your guy Bill Belichick is not going to have one, not two, not three, four regular gigs in the media talking football this offseason?
Well, the thing about Bill is that people miss is if he wants to be entertaining, if he wants to be smart, if he wants to be funny, he can do it. I've seen him do it. And he obviously wants to have success with all these new gigs that he's got. And it'll be I think he'll be good. I think he'll be good. I think Brady's going to be good. Brady so far has shown a penchant for wanting to say things that get people's attention. And if he continues to do that when he's on television, he'll be good. Now, the one thing I saw in one interview was that he wasn't going to be critical of quarterbacks the way he was critical of himself, because he was very self-critical. That's what made him so – one of the things that made him so great. Mm-hmm. But if he's real, then I think he'll be good. If Belichick is the real Belichick, he'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's going on Pat McAfee Show weekly. He'll be on the Manning Cast weekly. He's on Inside the NFL and I'm missing one, but he's going to be
– he's all over the place.
But he supposedly wants to get back into coaching.
Do you think he ever coaches again?
That's a great question, and I wish I knew the answer because then I'd be smart. I think if the right team gave him the right deal, as in you're in complete control, he'd coach again. I think he's probably not happy to going out the way he went out in New England. And if he's healthy, which is always a question when you get to be over 70 or any age, actually, he might coach again. Or he might just settle down in Annapolis and do a lot of TV.
Yeah, well, he's doing that for this year. I think he's, at least through the media, put it out that he wants to get back to coaching. And last year, actually, he put it out there that he didn't necessarily have to be in total control. But who knows?
Well, except when the Falcons talked to him and said, you can't be in total control, he kind of balked and then didn't get the job.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought he could balk and still get the job. I don't know.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, John, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Look forward to it. Are they playing a couple college football games tomorrow?
Tomorrow? They're playing, there's four, but there's only one that you're probably interested in. That's the one in
Well, my point is this. Next week is week zero in the NCAA, right?
No, this week is week zero.
This week is week zero.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend is week one.
I love the fact that, that they call it week zero to avoid people talking about how long the season is.
Yeah, but
that's why I asked you the question.
Yeah, but next week there's some interesting matchups.
Week one next week.
Week one next week.
Bucknell.
Correct.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right.
Have a good weekend, bud.
Thank you, John.
Who did he say? Bye. Somebody against Bucknell? Who was that?
Is that who Navy's opening up?
Oh, okay. Navy Bucknell.
Makes sense.
That's John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom, where you can now custom fit for the new GT Metals from Titleist, or get custom fit on the new Apex Irons from Callaway today. Visit them in Tysons, Rockville, or Annapolis to get your game ready for fall golf. Golfdom by Worldwide Golf. Get there. Coming up next, EB's Entertainment page here on The Junkies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.